I very sorry that I have to leave here in Seattle. I love it. I love it over here. I love it. The only thing that bothers me is the cold, but that's all right. We're gonna overcome that. All right. I want to say again, what a great joy to be with you, and I'm really thanking God for what He has done. My life verse I want to share with you is in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 23. Faithful is He that calleth you, who also will do it. And that is the testimony that God has given me in my ministry, in my life. I mean, to make a long story short, at least I shared my testimony, but I want to let you know that I grew up from a religious background, and I read the Word of God 4 months, and I read it again, and God, through His infinite mercy, saved me through His Word. God called me to the ministry there around the 18th of March, 1979. Then afterwards, I went to Bible college, came back, pastored my home church, and in 1988, resigned and moved into planting churches on the island. I've already planted at least 5 churches, and we have seen every one of them has their own pastors. Amen. And we have established a Bible Institute in 1991, where we train our young men, teach them the word, and as the Lord opens doors for them in church planting, then they go there and do what is necessary. Then the Lord has allowed us to start a Christian school on the island, praise the name of the Lord, and God is working in that area. God also gave me, it's over 9 years, God gave me the opportunity to start a radio program, and I am on one of the most popular radio stations in Grenada. While I'm out, I have a young man, the last guy that we installed, that we ordained as a minister, he's carrying on the work on the stations. It is amazing. It is a Catholic radio station. And when God operates favors, He gives you favor.
That's right.
Amen. I just felt that the independent Baptist must have a say in my country. And to do so, we must get on the air and expose what is in our country. Amen. Not only that, but we must give them the gospel. And so I went to the owner, who they are Catholics, and sat with them. And I said to them, in the name of the Lord, God wants me to have half an hour in the meantime on this radio station. Amen. And they said, well, we might not have a... I said, God wants me to have 7 o'clock, from 7 to 7:30 and this station. Well, we... okay, I think we probably could do that. Amen. God worked it out in our favor. That's the hotspot time in our country. And now we preach the gospel over the air. And a couple of months ago, I went to her office, and she sat down and she said, Pastor Celestine, why are you so... I have other programs, religious programs on this station, but why are you so different than them? I said, the difference here is the purity of the book.
Yes, sir.
The Word of God. That good old King James Bible. That's what we preach. The Word of God. Undiluted. Straight to the point. That's what we preach. That's the difference. And we exalt Jesus. We're not here to talk all kind of nonsense. We're here to preach the Word of God, and we're going to preach it until we die. And I want to let you know that God is doing a great job. Some of you might not know, I have been married now for going on 33 years. Been married to a sweet girl in my country. And we've got two sons there, and we are all serving the Lord, which is a blessing, serving the Lord. And then, lastly, God has called me into full-time church planting now. And so I'm no more going to be pastoring a church. I'm going to be planting churches and have the men in our institute training them and getting them involved in this church planting. And as God leads them, they are going to take those works that we're going to start on the island. And so you know what it calls for. It calls for transportation. It calls... it calls for finances. I want you to pray hard. Pray for us hard, okay? If there is one thing you could do for me, pray. Just pray. Amen. And God will take care of the rest. Amen. Pray that God will take care of the rest. That's the important thing. And so we're going to do that in December this year. And I want you, lastly, I want Pastor Joel Byron, after he comes to St. Lucia, we want him to hop to Grenada. He and his team. And we want the rest of you come and see us. Amen. And as Pastor Samuel and I, the tag team, they used to have the three Stooges, but now we have the two Stooges. And me and Sammy. And we want to do something in the Caribbean. And Pastor Samuel has his building to finish. We want to see that building finished. We want to see a Bible college established on the island of St. Lucia. And we want to get all the other Caribbean guys involved in their churches, training their young men and sending them out throughout the Caribbean islands. What a blessing that is. So keep praying for us as we walk and labor together. God bless you.
All right, good. It's good. It's exciting. Don't you wish?